The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew his hour has come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved the one who sent them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with a towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed need no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. And so you are clean, but not all." For he knew the one who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow. As that I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord.
It's not a night for a long homily because the liturgy itself is a homily in action. It speaks for itself, so I won't be very long, just a half hour or 45 minutes. Just keep it nice and short. But I just want to paint a little picture for you. Most of you, I want you to picture your image of the Last Supper, and you have probably a nice painting in mind, or a tapestry, or a sculpture, and you have Jesus and sitting at a table with the apostles on either side of him. And that actually is not the way it happened at the Last Supper. We're told they reclined at table. So the table was very low down, and on those days people would recline and that way. And so, very interesting in the gospel this evening, we're told Jesus got up from the table, left the supper or the table, and went, took off his outer garment and began washing the feet of his apostles' disciples. Now, if you can picture that, they would still be reclined, and he went behind them to wash their feet. That, to me, makes it even more humbling, more an act of humility, and more almost significant. This is God. God. Christ, the creator of heaven and earth. Christ is everything. And now he's kneeling before ordinary human beings washing their feet. Did he miss out anyone? No. When he came to Judas, he also washed his feet. Total forgiveness. That was Christ. All inclusive. Totally, totally, totally inclusive. What is the lesson? What is the lesson for us in the gospel this evening? As I have done to you, now go and do to one another. And so we have that beautiful commission of love. The commandment of love. A mandatum of love. And Mass does not finish when the priest says, go now in peace to love and serve the Lord. It doesn't finish. It begins all over again, albeit in a different way. I happened to read one time, there's a church in a little town in Ireland, and it happened, which probably wasn't totally unusual, that on either side of the church there was a pub. And in Ireland, and sometimes here too, unfortunately, but in Ireland, people, for some unknown reason, tend to leave the church early or to rush out the door as if the place was on fire on a Sunday morning. But they describe the early leavers as having a thirst after righteousness in straight into the pub. Now, when the priest says at the end of Mass, go, the Mass is ended, go now in peace to love and serve the Lord, you've got to go out then and put what you've been celebrating here, you bring it out. You bring out the love of Jesus, the forgiveness of Jesus, where you work, where you go, to your family, to where you socialize, and you become Jesus to those people. That is the real significance of the Mass. So every time you come to Mass, you are given a mission. You are given a task. Go out now and spread the good news. Go out now and continue the Mass like you have celebrated here, really celebrated. Because every time you come to Mass is a beautiful way of thanking, and it's a celebration of love. Beautiful celebration of a beautiful celebration of love. And this evening we remember three beautiful things. We remember that this evening the first Mass was celebrated, the priesthood was instituted, and the commandment of love was given. People, we were given a mission. The apostles were given a mission because Jesus was saying, carry on now where I have left off. And that's why on a Holy Thursday night we have the beautiful ceremony of the washing of the feet. And early this morning, if you just come down here, everybody, and just down somewhere down here. Earlier this morning, our lovely Holy Father, Pope Francis, washed the feet of prisoners, and it's very, very moving. And I just want you to watch this. And this man is so humble. You know, he's a beautiful man. And he gets so much criticism and bad press sometimes. And we never hear about things like this. So Dawn will just now play that for us.
Thank you.
each of the prisoners' feet or foot, he actually went down and kissed them. What a beautiful example of absolute humility and service and love. And that's what we are asked here tonight to do from this night on. Love one another as I have loved you.